Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
More than a million people have signed a petition calling for Paula Venables, the former boss of the post office, to be stripped of her CBE. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the government is trying to get compensation payments to those affected by the Horizon IT scandal as soon as they can.
We're keen to go as quickly as possible. There are interim payments available of up to £600,000 to get support to people who need it quickly. And of course, everyone who thinks that they should have a claim must come forward.
Some parts of Britain are set to see sleet and snow showers today, as many communities continue to recover from flooding. There's a yellow weather warning for ice in place until 10 a.m. for London and the South East. BT is launching a trial to convert street cabinets traditionally used for broadband and phone cables into electric vehicle chargers. And a private spacecraft carrying a piece of technology developed by UK scientists has blasted off on its journey to the moon. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Supermarket shoppers of Britain, Lidl are the super market of the year. And with Lidl Plus Super Spin, we're putting even more super back in supermarket. It's a revolution of rewards, giving you a 1 in 10 chance to win an epic £10 coupon. Switch to the Retail Industry Awards Supermarket of the Year and you could make epic savings with Lidl Plus. Ends 31st of Jan 24, 7 days to enter after purchasing MIM 1 item. Infant formula and gift cards excluded. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply. Lidl.co.uk/spin.
Coming up, metaphorically speaking.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sean Bakary. If something in your body doesn't feel right, talk to us. Don't let the worry of cancer play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Until you find out, you can't rule it out. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
In the city, no, I'm unsober, true. No, I see you, come over. No, I see you over
there. I'm a bad Brooklyn brown skin. And I love a hood with some toxic. Nothing but some socks, beef and proxy. Have me walking all crooked in my crotchet. Knuckle Taraji for my baby boy. Riding like a Kawasaki, that's his favorite toy. I'ma swipe his EBT like an Amex. Give it to him raw, no drawers, no latex. Yeah, I got him butt naked for me waiting at home. Since your 90 ain't hitting if he taking too long. Told him put my name on it, making him moan. Smell of Lola Brooke, that's his favorite cologne.
Ha. I'm yours for the summer, wanna drink until we drunk, I'm choosy, baby. Things I wanna do to you, baby. Say he crazy, till I gotta take a risk on.
Between his leg or his face. Yeah, more intense than election day. What I expect today is good hoods. I stop calling his phone, he catching up on rest. Loving on me is a W. At the W, where you quick seems to trouble you. I want a rough neck, that's masculine. I'm just my wild immaculate. Put it in my mind, stabbing it. I shoot it at assassinate. Tongue doing magic tricks. Foot on neck, hand on frontal. Got him, before we leave the Holland Tunnel.
Yours for the summer, wanna drink until we drunk, I'm choosing you, baby. Things I wanna do to you, baby. And say you crazy, so I gotta take a risk on you. Like, why would I lie when I'm trying to put this on you, baby? Yeah. Oh, baby,
yeah. Young Lola, controller, come closer, bad pretty. Make me lose composure, tad tipsy, won't you come over? Slap in the
for some loving.
To France where the tongues get tied. All night like we trying to make a try. Don't question me, baby, I'm ready. I come fully prepared in this bed with this wedding. Face screwed up like the first sip of Pepsi. I was straight before the threesome. Now she think bum bum beat up, bum bum. I've been on his top like rum. You know the call out pie, don't start acting dumb. You gon' hear me when I'm ready, cause I
said she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots and I'm running. Bedroom bully keep you coming. Says she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots and I'm running. Bedroom bully keep you coming. Knocked it out, now it's time for round two. Call her friend so that she can come too. Enough girl and I'm bungled. Like, whoa. Love it when a rude boy slide, oh. Old school swag with the vibe, no. A new thing when I decide to. When but I the decide truth to. Is, ain't nobody like you.
Nobody like you.
Hey, if you say pull up, I know I'm coming.
Easy.
Yeah, shower, bedroom, however I want it. Damn, balcony from sundown to the morning. Yeah, get to that pretty kitty running. Slim thick, just my type. Hey, wonder what's a zodiac sign. Angel on her demon time. Best of both worlds, I must say.
Said
yeah.
She ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots, ain't no running. Bedroom bully keep you coming. Said she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots, ain't no running. Bedroom bully keep you coming.
She said, where you come from? No, I say my dogs, them a bad condition. Trinidad, all the Caribbean full of bad man. Can't forget every woman. Every man to a girl and every girl to a man. Man that rang fire shot, bam, bam. Hit me line anytime I ready for the action. Bossing on your belly like pump action.
So she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something.
Something.
Take back shots, ain't no running.
Running.
Bedroom bully keep you coming. She ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something.
Something.
Take back shots and I'm running.
Running.
Bedroom bully keep you coming.
Put up the light on him.
Colorful,
Dia,
colorful radio.
Myself, I'd give plenty time to all these decisions lying in my mind. Holding hands or put my arms around her waist, neither one of these two will I try and face. Taking my time to work the problem out, yet trying to convince her that there is no need for doubt. Again, to think deep within and remember when we first met, we were only friends. Throw a kiss or try to taste her tender lips. Will these be the factors that will make our life a trip? But just in case things don't settle well with her, I'll say that I'm sorry and keep hoping for the best.
This
how to go. Is she mine? I want to know.
So don't think too long.
Mine's a island, how to go.
This
is she mine? I want to know.
Cause it's head on collision.
Delia Delaw, and welcome to Metaphorically Speaking. It's Christmas already. Are you tired but excited? Are you full of thoughts for loved ones you're missing? I know that must be hard, but you know, just try to remember the happy times that you had with your missing person. Whatever your Christmas looks like, try to make time for you. Try to spoil yourself. The team and I are celebrating our third Christmas show, and I'm glad you've joined us, as it takes a very special team to keep you engaged every week. So say hello to our listeners team.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hi.
Well, we're not going to do our usual show where we give or we dissect popular metaphors, but we are going to talk about metaphors we use during the Christmas season. But first, who's at our party?
Hi, this is Enor, and I am the video editor.
Hello, I'm Ernie. I'm also one of the video editors and voiceover artists.
Hello, I'm Jeremy. I'm an editor as well, and I do some of the back-end Podbean stuff.
Hi, I'm Laurie. I've just joined as a writer.
Well, I have to say, you know, welcome to the party, everyone. And special welcome to Ernie, because Ernie has been with Metaphorically Speaking for only how long? It's been a few years.
2 years now, yeah.
Yeah, he's been with us from, I don't know. I don't know what I would do without him. And Anyoshi, I think you were in the last series of Metaphorically Speaking. So you've been with us, you've been with us over a year. It's been a year and a half or something like that, isn't it? Yes, Anyoshi.
Yes, approximately a year and a half. I was editing the promotion videos for the show, for the social media. Yes.
And I can see, you know, that both of you have grown from strength to strength. I remember when you first started doing the videos and you were like, I want it to be perfect. And we're going back and forth. But if I look at your videos now compared to when you first started, it's just amazing. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and Ernie, he's now become the voice of Metaphorically Speaking because he does our promos. And he started, it was good. He was okay. He's not, you know, an audio person. He wouldn't tell you that he was like, you know, I kind of read scripts. But now, I mean, I find no fault. You grown from strength to strength. So, Ernie, thank you so much.
You know, no worries, John.
And, you know, to our new people, Laurie and Jeremy, I hope that you grow with us and enjoy our team, because I think we have a wonderful team and I'm really appreciative for it. But anyway, this is not just about appreciation. And I think Christmas, it's family, isn't it? And a family doesn't have to be blood. A family can be community. And I see us, as Metaphorically Speaking, as our own little family, our own little community. So thank you so much for everything. And you guys are truly gifts. What do we do at Christmas? I mean, what makes it special? Anyone in the party, what makes it special for you being Christmas time?
Food.
Family,
being with family. What is it about being with family, Laurie?
Honestly, it's eating. It's eating with family. But it's special that you do it with family. You know, you don't get to see them as much as you'd like. You all get together and you just eat until you can't move. It's a special time.
Well, you look really slim, so I think you can eat as much as you like. Not people like me, who are like, oh, I want to eat everything, but I can't really eat everything, you know, because I'm worried about the weight, you know? Anyone else? What's special about Christmas?
Well, to me, Christmas is... Christmas looks beautiful, especially in the night. The sparkling lights, small everywhere. The color combination of red and yellow and gold, little silver, and it looks just beautiful. To me, it is more how it looks.
Do you start decorating your house early? And you sound like.
Yeah, you know, this week I was planning to start this week with all those nice-looking, glittery, small stuff around. But I was planning to start this week.
Okay, all right. Anyone else?
I come from a family of quite a lot of students. My sister's a student, I'm a student, my brother will be a student soon, and so it's kind of... like it's the one time of year we're all in the house together at the same time, and that's kind of unique. I think that's quite special.
So all of you get along then, I suppose.
Yeah, we all get along pretty well on Christmas.
Okay, because you know you get all these kind of Christmas stories, like family getting together and they dread it, and there's always an argument, or it's kind of so everyone so far it looks as if we have great family Christmases. Yeah. Well, yeah. I find for me, Christmas, it's always a lonely one for me because I'm not always in the same country as my family because my parents live in St. Lucia and my children live in England. But this year, I'm actually happy because it's the first time in around, it must be about 7 or 8 years that I've actually spent Christmas with my children and my grandchildren. Because of my husband, I can't leave him, you know, because we travel. I feel like I can't leave him at home alone, especially at Christmas, because I'm then his only family. But he decided that he wanted to go and spend Christmas with his parents this year. So I thought, yes, great. I can then, you know, spend it with my children. Yeah, so it's for me, it's one of those times to be appreciative, as I said earlier. So Christmas, you know, yeah, we are a show. I said earlier that we're not going to be talking specifically about lots, you know, one metaphor, but I think that'd be nice to talk about other metaphors that come to mind for Christmas. And I know last year we spoke about the more the merrier as a metaphor. Some of the team members who couldn't make us be with us actually contributed. So we have Eleanor. Eleanor Valentinova, she said, "What you sow is what you reap." I was trying to put that into context. Does that mean anything to anyone with a you know, having a Christmas context?
I guess Father Christmas, he only gives you presents if you're good. So, kind of Christmas karma.
Is it? I mean, from what she said. She said, then I asked her, she said, "Well, I'm thinking about Christmas presents, and because the metaphor is equivalent to most of everything in our life, for example, if we show respect to others, we will reap respect. I'm thinking about what to give, what I want to receive, and what is the best possible way to set my mind. I believe there is something magical in the air during the Christmas holidays. The energy is lifted, and it's a great time to soil the plants you want to grow in your garden, the mind." That's such a different way of looking at it. I would never, ever have thought about that. Not at all. Well, we actually have another member. I have let her in. She says she's waiting to join. So let's see. Hey, Odua.
Hey, Odua.
Hello.
Hello.
It's like we said hello to her. She hasn't kind of gauged that we're here, that we can see her and we can hear her. Adua. Hey.
She's just putting her headphones in.
As she's there, I'll tell everyone, all our listeners, Laurie and Jeremy, particularly for you, Adua has been with Metaphorically Speaking from day one. She is a staple. She's in charge of our social media. She does it like Ernie every week, obviously, because it's social media. We have a show a week. She does it, and I don't know how she does it, and I keep on thanking her, and I keep saying to her, please, if you need to take a break, take a break, but she is just steadfast.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
She always comes with her groovy Christmas glasses, which I'm always waiting for those Christmas glasses. Where are they?
Somewhere.
Hi, Ernie. Anyway, thank you for joining the party.
Hi, good. So, hi, Ernie. Me and Ernie are OGs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Been around since day one.
Yeah. So, anyway, we were talking about metaphors that people would use at Christmas. And some of the other team members who aren't here, they offered a couple. Now, I know I saw some. Laurie, you saw one, did you? On there? Somebody just said one that they saw in the group. All that glitters is not gold. How did that come into a Christmas metaphor? Please tell me. I don't understand. No, tell me.
Yeah.
What does that mean to anyone?
Yeah, it's more the look can be deceiving.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like yeah. I'm had a... I saw it on a movie or something where you gave a small gift but you had the gift up and put it in big boxes. and put stones in it and stuff.
Yeah.
We made it look really pretty and heavy.
Okay.
I don't know what it was.
Like, I googled it. All that glitters is not gold is an aphorism stating that not everything that looks precious or true turns out to be so. While early expressions of the idea are known from the least the 12th and 13th century, the current saying is derived from a 16th century line by William Shakespeare. All that glitters is not gold.
Okay.
So
I followed that, but my question is, how does that fall into Christmas?
I think there's something to be said of like the sort of commercial aspect of Christmas and how it kind of ignores the meaning sometimes. Like, you can get wrapped up in the Coca-Cola advert, for example, where it's like loads of flashing lights, big truck with Coca-Cola bottles all over it and stuff. But it kind of misses the point of like the sentimentality behind it all.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I still don't see how that has a Christmas flavor. All right, what's another one? So we had another one. And I know someone just said one. Something about ice?
Breaking the ice.
All right, how do you tie that into Christmas?
Ice and the North Pole. It's pretty much as deep as it goes.
That's good enough, yeah.
Yeah, all I can think of is a horrible fall in the ice.
Yeah.
In Christmas. And that's what I love about metaphors. It, you know, you can kind of, it can tell different types of stories, can't they?
There's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, but to me, the best one is what we were talking about last year, which was the more the merrier. Because, of course, it deals with, you know, the format, you know, the more family you have, the merrier, whether you get on or not, it's merry. The more food that you eat, the merrier, unless you're somebody like me that thinks, oh gosh, now how long have I got to go to the gym to try and get all that out? You know, the more drink you consume, or alcoholic drinks you consume, it's okay, because you're supposed to be enjoying yourself, so you can get away with lots of stuff. So for me, that is my number one Christmas metaphor, and I'm trying to see if I can find another one for next year, and I haven't come across that one yet. But anyway, I think we can't help being a show that deals with metaphors. We can't help but researching and doing stuff. I mean, look what Inor did. She just went straight to Google and told us what.
Well, Google rocks.
Yeah. So saying that, what about some Christmas jokes? Anyone got a Christmas joke to help us to laugh?
I've got a bad one.
Okay, let's see what the definition of bad is, if it's good. Let's hear
what
it.
Would you call a snowman with a six-pack?
I think I guessed it, but that's...
Yeah, go on.
No. Give it... I don't know, I just... It came to me.
I'll tell you.
But I'm going to wait, see if somebody else says it.
Well, I can picture it, but I can't imagine what the answer can be.
Say it again.
Yeah, what do you call a snowman with a six-pack?
All right.
An abdominal snowman.
I wasn't going to say that. I'm going to give you a hint as to what I was going to say, and let's see if anyone can get it. Right? A singer. he's not alive. Ernie, it's okay to laugh at me. He's not alive. He used to, I think it was rap. no, it was looking at me like crazy. The last bit of his name relates to his physique.
Oh, okay. That's all a right. Difficult one.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to say it. And then you guys can say, well, actually, yours was the bad joke. Laurie wasn't serious. Yours was that. Tupac.
Tupac. All right.
But then again, when I think about it, where does Tupac come in? Because there's nothing snowy about that, is it? Yeah. It's just a pack. I don't know. He just came to mind straight away. Okay. All right. All right. Any other jokes?
Well, I have a thing. It's not particularly a joke, but if I translate it to English, it's going to be sounding very funny. Now, it came across to my mind from the metaphor, the more, the merrier. Now, for those who doesn't know that I'm from Turkey, I'm Turkish, and I'm living approximately 20 years in the Netherlands. So I have a multi-language life. I'm living the privilege of it. So it gets quite funny time to time. Now, in Dutch language, we have a very good translation and very good equivalent of the more, the merrier, which is hoe meer zielen, hoe meer vreugde. It means how more people we have, how more souls, the more souls, the more happiness. That's the translation. But in Turkish language, it is like nerede çokluk orada bokluk. it's like the more the shittier. So I can't translate it because the meaning is about people. If your group gets bigger and bigger, it becomes unmanageable. So it gets chaotic. And things get wrong and things get complicated. So, it's a very straightforward translation. The more, the shittier.
Well, you know, I think that's so funny. I think that's so funny. And it reminded me a lot of the cultural thing. Like in the Caribbean, people, they don't, Christmas is not just for your family. So you might have your Christmas meal and they have all year round in the Caribbean, people tend to have their main meal at lunchtime, not in the evening. Whereas in Europe or in England, I know for sure, our main meal more or less is going to be in the evening. And so in the Caribbean for Christmas time, they have their main meal in the lunchtime. And then when they finish that, that's when they actually go around to other people's houses and you start kind of, you know, eating everything that everyone puts in front of you. And sometimes depending on how much, I remember as a child, how much we used to like certain things, when people start coming to the house and they start eating all the things that we wanted to eat, it was like, oh gosh, why is this person got to come? Don't let them in. Sometimes you'd say, pretend that you don't hear the doorbell. We tried to go to the table and take things that we didn't want other people to have, you know?
And I assume in Caribbeans, it's also not nice not to serve food for your guest, I guess. Because it's just... assuming, because I don't know that, but in Turkey, if your guest comes home, you offer food. It's if it's after dinner, if it's dinner time, your guest should sit with you on table. Yes. No question. If it is after dinner, you get cookies, you get cakes, you get fruit and tea and coffee all night long. Okay, mm-hmm. If it is not done in a house, it's not a proper house. They are not properly... proper hosts.
Yes.
And it can be gossip, by the way. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone here, is that how you do your Christmas in terms of Christmas food and stuff?
It's not the Christmas. This is we don't celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the New Year in the Christmas concept of the Western world, let's say, the Santa, the glittery, the trees, and everything. These are all for us for the New Year. Christmas Day is just a day for us.
Oh, okay.
What I'm telling is a very general thing all the year long. Yeah, New Year evening, you celebrate with family or you go out for party and stuff. It's not a special day for us to get together.
Wow. You see, that's what I love to learn about different cultures. you know. And I just want to say something, because I don't want everyone from the Caribbean saying, what is she talking about? Yes, we do, as you say, in terms of Christmas, you know, we have our family food. Anyone comes around, there's food for them, whatever. But what I'm saying is, as children, whether we had Christmas in the Caribbean or in England, we would not want people to come after that. Because if something was going, you know, there was least, it was our favorite food is going quick. So we wanted to have it for ourselves.
Well, I felt it as child too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fun things. On audio, at Christmas time, is anything different for you?
I don't know if there's anything different. I would say we just have a lot more food in general. Like, you kind of just cook enough to eat your day-to-day. But I think for Christmas, we overcook. I think my mom makes, like, 2-3 different type of meats. We have, like, a goose, a turkey, and a duck or something like that. And it's like, how many meats do you need to eat in one day? Yeah, we just overdo it, I would say.
You know, as you said meats, I was thinking, I wonder if there should be an award for how many recipes someone can make in a certain length of time using turkey. Because, you know, you have turkey sandwich, turkey risotto, turkey, because the turkey is sometimes so big, and you have to, you don't want to, you eat turkey for how many days afterwards?
Yeah.
It'll be at least 3 or 4 every time.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how can you use the turkey to make it taste different so that
I made it with scrambled eggs one time. There was so much turkey left over in the morning. I was like, okay, just add it with scrambled eggs just to
use it up. Scrambled eggs?
just to use it up.
Turkey chowder's really good. No right or wrong answers.
Turkey chowder's very good. Tastes brilliant.
Turkey pie, turkey soup, both good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Turkey soup, yeah. Turkey and scrambled eggs, I don't think so. Anyone else has any? How do you use your turkey for leftovers?
You can freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. I don't know how else to do it apart from putting in sandwiches and change the different fillings to go in it. To try and make it like some coleslaw in it or something like that to give it taste, because I think turkey is quite a bland meat.
That's why we only eat it once a year.
I love turkey. I have it all the time. I love it. I love turkey.
I'm
in the minor. I don't think it's bland. You just have to cook it properly. You need to add butter and proper oil and seasoning.
It's very dry. It's a dry meat, turkey.
Yeah, it's a dry meat. It's not really a favorite thing to eat regularly.
Yeah,
I prefer turkey over chicken. I think turkey's better than chicken.
It tastes pretty similar.
No way.
The texture is harder. The taste similar, but texture I find harder. That's why I don't really.
Yeah, I remember turkey. With my children, they would just waste the turkey. So I would just go out and buy the biggest chicken. I could get, because they didn't really enjoy it. So I just got the biggest chicken, and that was like, wow, Mom, that was where for them the excitement was, let's go and find the biggest chicken that we can find, you know, and do that. Because then we know over the Christmas period we're bound to go to family's house, wherever, and they would give us the turkey. And then sometimes you feel obligated that you have to eat the turkey. You're given the turkey, so you have to eat the turkey, you know. So that's how we would look at it. Gosh. All right, so all this talk about turkey and food and stuff like that, I think that we need a little pause. So I'm going to hand over to Jeremy to take us through a lovely Christmas game, which everybody who knows me and the team, they know I don't play games because I'm a very sore loser. I don't want to lose, and I don't want you to see the character I become when I...
screen on my own Google Meet.
So I'm really trying, you know. They say as you get older, you get more gentle and things change, and, you know, your mannerisms and even your taste buds change. Well, I can say, yeah, my taste buds have changed over the years, but it hasn't changed my game spirit. In fact, it's got even worse. So if I can't be the judge, I just won't play. I've got to be the judge.
Okay. The way it's going to work when I start sharing my screen is that I'm going to play a clip from a song. It's going to be reversed. And then you need to try and guess which song that clip is from. So this is number one.
It sounds really creepy.
I think I know what it is, but anyway, I'm out of it. I'm not saying anything.
Can you send it through WhatsApp?
I can hear it. To me, we could hear it.
Yeah, I heard it, but I couldn't recognize it.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole point.
Put it into Spotify.
I recognize that song. I can't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so the people who recognize that song, they can like sing it frontwards for us. Then we'll know. Or hum it frontwards so that Jeremy
play
can
again, think who it is. I feel like I know who it is. I just can't get all the right. Singer. It's a carol. Oh, can I? Am I giving it away?
You're
ooh.
Close.
Ooh. There is a carol. There's a music.
Can we say that one?
What's the name of it?
What's it called?
Carol of the Bells is what it's called.
Carol of the Bells.
I think I should get that point.
You said carol. Right.
How can you get that point? Was it you? Did you sing it? I think, and you should get that point.
It was Enna that got so.
Not the name, but the melody.
It was Enna that got the rhythm. So I don't know. Right, number two now.
Oh, that's easy.
It's from Feliz Navidad.
Come on, guys! What's happening? It's two women at the moment. You know what's happening, guys?
Right. Next one.
It's not working.
There it was 3.mp3. Let me just get a 3 up. It's a bit harder. Any guesses?
Oh, I don't no, have this no. one.
It's a hard one. But,
I'm never going to guess that.
No way.
It's a weird subgenre of Christmas songs, though, listening to them in reverse.
It is, yeah. It's a unique experience.
Sure it sounds like a country song.
All right, give us a hint.
Okay, think about plants you might associate with Christmas.
It's a tree, another plant. Does that count?
No, it's a different plant that you might associate with Christmas.
There's another one.
That's that red one.
Not mistletoe. The red one's close.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. It's
holly?
The red one.
Holly and the Ivy.
What about holly? Holly is in the title.
Oh. Let me find this. Let me Google it.
No, you can't Google it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a question for ChatGPT.
What shape don't know it? It's backwards. It will not know it.
So, think about a plant you'd associate with Christmas, the first hint. What rhymes with that? Like, it's a leafy plant. It's in the name, and there's something else as well that follows it that rhymes with it.
It's holly is the first word, right?
Holly is the word, yeah.
Holly molly, holly wally.
Holly molly, not holly molly.
Holly jolly.
What?
Holly jolly?
Yeah, what's the rest of it?
Holly jelly.
Does anyone know this song? I think you're the only one who knows the song, Jeremy.
Yeah,
it's a well-known song. I'm sure it's a well-known song.
Jeremy, is it a plant with red leaves or with a red little?
It's a red little berry thing that it has.
Red little berries. Yeah, I don't know. Is it
Is it English?
Coquina? It is. It's English. It's an English song.
Yeah.
I think, Jeremy, that your hints are too hard.
Are you forfeiting number three?
Forfeiting all of them.
I find it as coquina flower, but...
No, it's so the plant was holly. Holly has got a red berry on it. It's a green leaf for the red berry is holly.
Okay.
All right, we'll give a hint to the second word then. Is it two words in the title?
So the title is...
Charades.
It's a five-word title. Holly is the third word. Second word is A. It's something A holly, something something.
A jolly holly Christmas. A holly jolly Christmas.
Swap it. Just swap it.
A jolly holly Christmas or holly jolly Christmas?
Holly jolly Christmas. That's it. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Now I know what song you're talking about.
It's not a very popular one.
No, I think it is. It's just in reverse. Nobody knows it in reverse.
Okay.
I think it's quite a well-known song.
I think it is as well.
It's on the playlist at Tesco, which is at the big supermarket. So that's how you gauge it.
Now I'm imagining myself in a supermarket. I know. You can hear it, yeah.
Okay, let me get number four open then.
I wish it could be Christmas every day, but I wish it was Christmas. Sorry, but I did get it first.
Okay. Now number five. Let me get number five up. Any ideas?
No.
No. Delia, you know it? No.
And even if I did know, I wouldn't say, because that means that you would add me onto it, you know? And if Audrey was two, you can
say
one.
I know it and I don't say it.
I'm not going to say it if I knew.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Think about the instruments that are playing in the background, not the guitar, but the instruments behind the guitar.
You need to give a hint.
Okay, think about... So, you know, Jingle Bells is close. Think about the genres of music. Jingle Bells. Jingle bell rock.
When you think of the genre music, I thought, what song were they doing in Mean Girls? What was the dance that they were doing to Mean Girls? Is it called that? It was Jingle Bell Rock, right?
It is Jingle Bell. Yeah.
Really? Was it Jingle Bell?
Wow.
It was Jingle Bells. Bells.
Yeah.
Jingle. Okay. Well,
all right.
That's what it's.
That was very. That was very. I wouldn't have got that.
That was the, there was two hard ones, and it was that one and the Holly Jolly Christmas one. Those were the two most difficult.
Okay.
I was thinking why Jeremy didn't put like Jingle Bells from Dean Martin something, then we would know it.
His age group. He wanted to know that to appreciate that time.
Exactly.
Christmas Carol. All right, let's go to the last one then. Is it the last one, Jeremy?
Yeah, well, there's one extra one in case you run out of type.
Okay, let's see if we can get another one right.
Okay, I'll stream number six then. This one's pretty easy, the guys that get it.
Yeah. Under the Christmas tree,
Hum the song, Laurie, hum it.
Go on, Laurie.
Hum the song. Sing the song frontwards.
Wait, can I have it again?
Isn't it? Jingle all the way.
What's the song, Laurie? This is the easiest one. What is it?
Is it Sleigh? No.
It's not Sleigh. It's nothing to do with sleighs. Yeah, but what's the song called? Just sing the lyrics. Sing it and try to figure it out.
No, I know the tune.
Okay, we'll get it. If he keeps on humming, she's going to get it. Go on, Laurie, sing it. Hum it.
That's as close as I can get.
Sing the lyrics, man.
Jingle Bells?
Not Jingle Bells.
Something, the Christmas tree.
What about it?
Under the Christmas tree?
What are you doing with the, no, it's not under. What are you doing with the
presents?
We can't go over it. We can't go under it. We can't go through it. We have to go
around the Christmas tree.
Around. What's around the Christmas tree?
Lights, presents, decorations.
How do people not know this?
It's like it's left our mind. I know the song.
In Holland, we have a certain playlist, and we just listen this everywhere in every occasion, like Rudolph the Red Nose. Reindeer, Santa Baby, you know, go down the chimney and give me expensive presents. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
That's
All I Want for Christmas from Mariah Carey, and a couple of more songs, and it goes around and round, around. And if I have to say, is there something that I don't like about Christmas? This one. The very stable Christmas playlist, which plays everywhere.
Oh gosh,
you cannot run away from that.
Thank you for letting us know that, Anil. But you know, we're still trumped here. We're so close. I feel that you guys are so close to this one. Jeremy, help them out. I feel that they're so close.
So, you're looking for a verb doing something around the Christmas tree. Think of forms of movement or music, maybe.
Dancing.
Rocking.
Rocking.
Oh, that's not rocking. What I said, but
is
yeah.
Is that not what you said?
Rocking. That's not even a full point. Like half a point.
Sure. It rhymes, kind of, so.
But thank you very much, Jeremy, for putting it together.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So
it was a nightmare getting it to work, but yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about Christmas songs. Has anyone got, you know, what's their favorite? Like, they're just waiting for Christmas to come so they can hear this song.
Who won?
Anyone? I mean, just asking, you know?
No, but who won the competition?
All you contributed, Ernie, was laughter. You just laughed throughout the whole thing.
I tried my hardest.
I think they could have timed. I don't know. Jeremy, you're the one who put it together. Who do you think won that?
I don't know. I wasn't keeping track of the points.
I think Audrey and Anil, they did. I think joint winners. I think. Laurie, let's put it to the count. Laurie, who do you think won? It wasn't you.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not me. I'm going to be diplomatic and say a tie.
yeah, okay. That's a very good choice, you know, especially that, you know, they've been team members for a very long time and you need them. You know, you don't want to get any of them upset.
You don't want to just make two enemies. That's the problem.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Laurie, I won. I won.
But Jeremy, just stand up a second, because I want to, anyone who's got followers on social media can see what he's wearing.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely? I call it a bib. Is that a bib? Top text, my first Christmas 2023. So what would that mean? Thank you. It's cute.
I just thought it looked kind of funny, and I thought, oh, it's customizable. I'll just put top text, because it says your name here by default. But I thought, well, I don't want to put my actual name, because it's funny if it's like, I'll put a name in. But yeah, I just found it on eBay. Cool.
What does top text mean?
It's just like it's a bit of an internet thing. It's like top text, he's not finished typing it type of thing, like placeholder text. I don't know, I just think it's a bit funny.
Okay, I showed my age here.
No, I'm telling you, we're in the same boat. Anyway, I was asking about Christmas songs. Is there anyone has a kind of favorite one that they just can't wait for Christmas so that they can hear it?
Mariah Carey, all day, every day.
Oh, no.
She says that every year. It's not changing.
No, it's not. Mariah Carey, all day, every day. She wins it hands down.
All right, Laurie, what do you think? What's yours? Do you have one?
It's my least favorite thing about Christmas. I love Christmas, but then I go to buy the presents, and there's the same five tracks playing again and again and again, and it just makes me an absolute Scrooge. A silent Christmas, wow, would be perfect.
Ernie?
I like Fairy Tale of New York. I think that one's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is it the Poachers? Is that how you say it?
Yeah. He's got just
it just sounds like two people arguing the whole
basically
time.
And you?
Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from Dean Martin.
Oh yeah, we should have guessed that.
Yeah.
Well, no one does it like him, right? So there's so many different takes on that, but no one does.